Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Today, the Federal Food and Drug Administration asked the pharmaceutical company Pfizer to stop selling its painkiller Bextra and to put a stark warning on a similar drug, Celebrex. This is 6 months after Merck stopped selling its painkiller Vioxx. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, remind us about these drugs and why they've been so controversial.
Well, these are what are called COX-2 inhibitors, and they've been some of the biggest selling drugs of the last several years to help with arthritis and some other chronic pain. But last September, Merck came out and said that they had some studies that showed that patients taking this drug, Vioxx, faced greater risk of heart attack and stroke. So, as you mentioned, they pulled Vioxx off store shelves worldwide voluntarily. Now the FDA has asked Pfizer, and Pfizer agreed today to pull a similar drug, Bextra, from the market. And this is really just more bad news for Pfizer. Earlier this week, the company warned about a potential 6% drop in earnings this year because of what's already been a drop in sales of Bextra and Celebrex. Bextra brought in $1.3 billion in sales last year. Celebrex brought in $3.3 billion.
Tess, these drugs do have benefits as well as problems. Didn't an FDA advisory panel say that they should stay on the market?
Yeah, it did. Back in February, it issued three separate rulings on each of these three drugs and said that they should be made available to patients, but with really big warning labels, so-called black box labels. And the reason is because a lot of people have trouble with other painkillers because of what they can sometimes do to your stomach. And so the advisory panel said, look, you know, warn people about these other potentially really harmful side effects, but let them make the decision with their doctors about whether to go ahead and use Celebrex and Bextra and Vioxx. The FDA has decided to go against that advice, at least in the case of Bextra today. And I spoke with Frank Palumbo, who's the executive director of the Center on Drugs and Public Policy at the University of Maryland. And he says there may be some hedging of bets going on here.
It might be interpreted as the FDA being overly cautious on this issue. And this is not unusual for FDA to not agree with an advisory panel. I mean, that advisory panels in the U.S. are strictly that, advisory.
And apparently the FDA is more concerned about Bextra than Celebrex because it also could aggravate a certain skin condition that could be life-threatening as well.
I wonder if the regulators aren't concerned about confusion among people mm-hmm. who might take this class of prescription drugs.
Yeah, that's really a tough question. Probably caution is the word of the day, and of course, talk to your doctor. But Palumbo argues some of this is to be expected as well.
One of the things that I think we're dealing with in the United States right now is this shock factor where patients can't believe that drugs cause problems. These are potent chemicals, and they come with baggage.
And that baggage, of course, is side effects. But a lot of critics are also faulting the FDA for not pushing harder to find these side effects earlier on in the drug approval process. And we'll have more on this later today on Marketplace.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.